Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Shout Even Shy. Came out to be a stellar collaboration that we love to open our shows with. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. And we hang out at allpoetry.com, which is a giant poetry site where you can join for free. If you're already a member or you do join, you can find us under the group tab. And just come and knock it. I'll meet you at the door, A Team of Voices. We share the link to the poetry that you'll hear on the shows on the chat wall of that group so that you can follow along, comment. We also welcome you to participate by writing for the various show topics and calling in to read for us or providing a recording so we can play it on the radio for you. You can call in by dialing 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 646-668-2837. And we are being listened to in 67 countries as of today. and we would love to hear from you. And on that note, let's say hi to my co-host, my big brother, Jay Hatter. Hey, Hatter. Welcome to
Hey.
Glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, I made it. Fine.
Just so everyone knows, our first official contest hosted by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation has closed out, and the board members will get together and do all our commenting, and then we will huddle up and choose some winners, so just stay tuned for that winner, and then keep your eye out for next month, because there'll be one every single month to look forward to. And on that note, I'm going to let some of the people that are in the studio into the room. Let me start with Stephen. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hey, Stephen.
And I know Kay's not feeling well, so you make sure to tell her that we wish her a speedy recovery and that we miss her. And right behind Stephen is Mr. Wayne Gent. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Dad? Nice to be here.
So tonight, go ahead. Were you going to say something? Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say it's getting ready to warm up around here. It's been below zero every night since the last 4 days, and we're going to get 50-degree weather here in about 2 days. So thank you for that.
I was going to say they're telling us that the 50s in a couple of days, but yet the last 2 days the car doors have been frozen shut. It's been like no fun and very cold. But
25 below zero.
Well, then I'm not so upset about my 9 degrees Fahrenheit. If you are below zero, don't want to be there. Sorry. And I hope it passes fast. And Wayne, I don't see you on the board.
I put it on the board. My foreman on the board? I put the wrong place in if it is. I put it on the wrong place, apparently.
You must have, because, all right, wait a minute. I'm looking at, the last time you added a poem was for January the 9th. And, the topic board that you added to is for January 9th. The one with Alf Collier prompts and art. So, yeah. So find something to read to us. And I'm going to grab poems for Stephen because he's going to read for himself and his lovely bride because, as I said at the beginning, she's not feeling well. And Heavenly Angel, who's usually out there on the wall, has a migraine, I'm sorry to hear, and she went to try to sleep it off, so feel better, Heavenly Angel. And on a side note, just a shout-out to Sinister, because I know this Christmas was a very sad first, and just know we're all thinking of you, Sin. And, so let me see here. I'm grabbing Kay's poem, and we will have her hubby show us what she's got while she rests and gets better. So, without further ado, the topic tonight is the song Time in a Bottle, and it's been tied together with an artist that I found I didn't find an artist. What I did was I found a whole bunch of really cool art that represents Time in a Bottle, and then I chose some of the lines from the song Time in a Bottle to inspire. So, let's see where these poems take us tonight. And, Stephen, if you see your wife's poem, please take us away.
Yeah, she used the lyrics, if words could make wishes come true. And this is called and Shadow Fixation by Kay. In the barrel, the glass-stained shine of time. Corked is the bottle, always half full. It never empty. It's breakable and minced were complete. Water walking ashore, a worm for the vestige, souvenirian footprint, a tangle of wrinkling, a gilded rope garlands the earth, polishing the ceramics of a mosaic wayfarer. And poem.
Unmuted.
Deborah.
This reminds me of the, but just north of me is, and Fort Bragg on the ocean, and they have the glass beaches. It's all colored glass. It was the, they had thrown bottles and a lot of cars and stuff into the ocean back way, I don't know what the era, 20s, 30s.
100 years ago.
Got all broken up, and it's all rounded. It's all rounded, smooth glass on the beach.
Yeah.
So cool. Go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, I agree, Cutter, especially in the part that says breakable and mints. It made me think of the same thing, and especially the color she chose, turquoise to lime green and refractions. You had mentioned the one out there by the Air Force Base or Navy Base, Naval Base. Well, in Cape May, New Jersey, which is at the very, very bottom tip of Jersey, we call it Cape May Diamonds. And it's the same thing. It's where they had dumped trash about 100 years ago. And just to show you that the stuff really does travel everywhere, we have beautiful chunks of glass that washes up on the shore. And people literally go and make jewelry out of it. If you looked up on eBay, you could find, I'm sure that somebody does it there in California too, and you can see how pretty these bottle pieces came up with. And I don't know how we got so sidetracked. But a tint of cerulean to beryl, the glass stained shine of time. I love the colors that Kay used, yet never empty in sea glass rocks. So it's like even though it might look like there's nobody there, there's sea glass rocks that are there, and through the twinkle of wrinkling, a gilded lit garlands to ache. I don't know, it feels like even when it could be from something bad, it turns into something good, something strong, maybe even uplifting. Souveniring footprints in the grain of time. I love that metaphor right there, souveniring footprints in the grain of time. It's a gorgeous way to bring alive leaving something behind in those footprints and polishing the ceramics of a mosaic wayfarer. I think that is really, really awesome. I love where she took the picture. I'm looking in her notes at the bottom, nature, spiritual, family, and love. So there's where I got that uplifting feel from. If words could make wishes come true, I think she did a bang up job with this. It might look it might look like a deserted beach, but there's treasures there in these beautiful pieces. Thank you, Kay. I hope you feel better quickly. Take care of you. And great read, Stephen. And Hatter, did you want to finish your comment?
Just a little on the beach out here in Northern California. It's in Fort Bragg, but it's not a naval base or anything. It's on the coast, and I think they made it illegal to take the glass from the beach now. You used to be able to grab a handful and take it, but I don't think they allow that anymore. So it's the only place in the world you can't clean the trash up on the shore. I'll get in trouble.
Big comment. And let me grab a couple more lines first. Liquid Damage, a.k.a. Linda. Hello, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hi, Deb. Yeah, I'm glad I could be here tonight.
And you sound much better. And
yeah,
also,
I'm feeling a lot better.
I can tell, but I don't think Stephen is. He sounds exhausted, and then like maybe he's getting a cold too. So it's that time of year. But let's also say hello to AP Taylor down in Oz. Hey AP, glad you're here.
Hi. Thank
Hi,
you.
AP.
Nice to be here.
And Wayne, did you want to give a comment for Kay, please?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Happy New Year, Linda, and AP. I hope you hope you're feeling better. And what I said
Thank
about
you.
The poem is, I like this poem a lot. It's, I like the word where she said, "Through the twinkle and twinkling, the guilty lit guarded the acne." She kind of humanized the poem in the bottle, kind of made the words more humanistic and gives a storyline along with the line, "Souvenir footprints in the grain of time." It was a bit more humanistic and put the storyline to the bottle, which was really good. She did a good job on this. Loved it.
Awesome comment. And Linda, were you here to hear the poem, or did you just arrive?
No, I did. I didn't hear it, but I read it. It's very nice, and it brought back a lot of memories for me. My grandmother was a connoisseur of glass, and she had my father and my uncles put racks on the roof of her house so she could put bottles up there in the sun and make them turn colors. And she could tell by the different colors of glass when we'd be out excavating an old dump. She could tell how old it was or, you know, what era it was from by the color of glass that it turned. And, yes, she was, like, all into the glass thing.
How cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Stephen, will you comment for Kay and then tell us what's up at Poetic Slice before you read yours?
Yeah, I like this a lot myself. The imagery in here is really cool. I told you in my comment that it's a beautiful piece of poetry. Not only of growing old together, but also the growth of love and understanding along the way. The use of the word Warren, whenever she uses the word Warren, it takes me back to Watership Down, which is like feeling of safety, I think, when you hear that word. It's a very cool write.
Great comment. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject, but I'm just looking at AP's hot rod that he's getting around the hospital with in the photo on the chat wall. Check it out, Hatter. And Stephen, you want to tell us about Poetic Slice?
Yeah, well, of course, tonight's show ended up having to be canceled. So it got moved to Wednesday. The Mortuary of Shadows will be on Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And it's still going to be those dark Christmas legends that I found, those four dark Christmas legends to write to. Check them out in the topic folder. That's 7:30 on Wednesday. Then Friday, something different with request. It'll be a New Year's party one day early. Just bring a poem about the new year and just stop by and have some fun.
Sounds like a fantastic plan. And I did just put your poem on the board, so you want to show us what you brought?
Yeah, I used the lyrics, "There never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them." And I called it "Pocket Watch in the Jar, Bittersweet Memory Farm." Wrapped memories kept inside glass jar, a pocket epoch's back too far. Like dipsy divers down so deep, or rigs that yellow perch do reap, or Dunlop number 2 on green and Callaway driver breaking tea. Minutes saved within carafe bound with beads from the cremal set. End poem.
Oh, and a 4-line 10, number 23. Damn. Damn, damn, damn. Like dipsy divers down so deep, or rigs that yellow perch do reap. Great line. Minutes saved within the carafe bound with beads from lacrimal sack. You had my tongue twisting a little bit with this one. I look at these four-liners and I'm like, unbelievable. And the title, "Pocket Watch Within the Jar Holds Bittersweet Memory Barns." Now, for some reason, I think you might have spoke of maybe your dad's watch that you have?
My dad.
So it kind of made me think of that. But it's like you see that minutes saved within the CARF. Like I said, it, for some reason, that line triggered me remembering a conversation that you had on one of the shows. You never know what object might turn into a lifelong treasure and take you on a journey of remembrance through it. And the emotion that comes from that object. And I kind of feel all that in thorough lines. So, like, wow, Stephen, great brevity. And let me get you some comments. Hatter. Hatter, are you muted? Okay, I think he must have walked away because when I hit the button, it was the noise in the background coming from there. All right, I'm sure he'll be right back. So let me get a comment from Linda, please.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty cool in four lines. I mean, my goodness. But I'm thinking, I like this last line, the minute saved within carafe, bound with beads from that criminal sack. I'm assuming that's tears from the eye on the lac criminal sack. So that's all I could think of was it's tears. And yeah, it goes along with the saying, there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Very sad to have things you want to do, but no time. And we as humans do that a lot. We lose out on things because of the time factor. And this small little brevity brings that out. And I thought it was pretty bitchin', Stephen. Thanks for sharing it.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, would you comment for Stephen, please?
How do you do it? These four lines, all the ranked 10 poems. I've tried it, and I got a size of 8 the size I've gotten, and it's I can't believe each one of your lines is like a novel. So it's like you can say so much in four lines that it's just hard to imagine. So you did a great job on this one, and just like all the rest of them, they're beautiful poems, and you're doing a great job. Appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you, Wayne.
I agree with you, Wayne. I don't know how he does it either. I tried and tried and tried, and I finally got one. And I don't know that I'll try again because it definitely was not easy, but it is impressive. AP, will you comment for Stephen and then read for us?
Well, I will. I really like the image verse that you chose. I like the idea of lots of different watches and lots of different time, and I like how you picked up those minutes saved within the carafe bound from beads from a lacrimal sack. I mean, it just fitted together really well, and it wasn't forced. It just fitted together just like the clocks in the jar there.
Thank you, AP.
Awesome comment. And Stephen, maybe you should go snuggle with Kay, and I hope you both feel better, and I appreciate you calling. Don't even worry about staying. Just go get some rest.
Yeah, that's the plan. The
yeah,
words
feel
are certain.
Better, Stephen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate the time, but really, go lay down.
Good night, everybody.
Nice
talk to you Wednesday.
Good night.
Yeah, Stephen.
And in the meantime, say hello to Felon. Hey, girl, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here,
hello.
And you're just in time to hear A.P. Taylor from his hospital room. So, A.P., take us away before a nurse shows up or something.
I'm in the foyer, so that I'm not in my room, but probably louder because I've got the lift next to me. But I always, when I look at these things, like to do parodies and I looked at bottle and logically, Deb went the logical word. The logical word is throttle, to rhyme that with. No, I went with Aristotle. And so this is a little poem about Aristotle, and it goes a little bit like this. If I should wave back to Aristotle, right back to when learning was new, his to pave the way for time passes the day, said continuously through. If waves be divisible like leather, and force will make motion be true, I'd crave every element I could measure to when plains and solids fall into. While Plato said enough of rhyme, to you the wings of learning by our words and I've read around your stuff to know, so many theories we will blow through time with. If I was a fox with four wishes, and hedgehogs could separately breathe, the nox would lie empty except for the memories, ideas, distill more than two. While Plato said enough of rhyme, to you the wings of learning by our words and I've read around your stuff to know, so many theories we will blow through time new. End poem.
Well, I know, right? And I say this often, but only you, AP, would have brought Aristotle tonight. When you said what rhymes with bottle, all I could think of was throttle. So it was just like, wow. And then you have all these little nods to stuff that has to do with him, little bits that you learned in your research, which are really cool. I crave every element I could measure to when planes and solid falling into. And I like how you always stick with that ending sound to keep the original thought of the song in your mind as you sing. And I have to say, in that second to the last stanza, it was a fox, list for wishes. And you know where my mind went because of the little fox there. That was really cool. And hedgehogs. I don't know if I can think of a poem that had hedgehogs in it before. So the cute little elements that put visuals in the mind were really awesome. And then, like, for example, that same stanza, the last line, except for the memories, which is just a bit of the song, but it just keeps you with the time in the bottle in your mind as you're educating us on Aristotle and Plato. And I'm still, like, sometimes I just, you blow me away, and then I wind up always saying, you know, show off, which is should be your tagline. It came out really cool, and like to sit there with everything that's going on in the hospital, rewrite a song and call and sing it, and I the poem's amazing, but I have to ask, are you running around with your hospital gown on and your tushy flashing in front of everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Although I'm facing the hallway with the gown facing, there's only people behind me, which is people driving by to drop people off.
So there's a possibility that someone just walked by as you were singing and you mooned them and didn't even realize it. That takes talent, I have to say.
Thank you.
No, this is really, really cool and an unexpected way to take it and impressive and fun. And appreciated. Wow. Hatter, are you back?
I'm muted.
There you are.
I'm muted.
Hey, you guys, every time I turn around, you have something else human. Like, we were just talking about you out on the ledge of the hospital, and I was wondering if your tushy was hanging out, and now here's AP today. You need to stop all these parallels, and you need to both get better and heal,
yes.
And then go on your adventure, yes. and find some gold. Just saying. But will you comment on AP's poem?
Yeah, actually, this was the first karaoke song I ever sang, was Cotton in a Bottle. I love adding on to songs, writing a verse. I've had several contests. I used to do that when I had contests, to add your own lyrics. These are very good. I love the Aristotle bit in there in Plato. Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And I'm going to go over to Miss Bellin and tell me what you thought of that, dear heart.
Well, I tell you what, this is a very intellect piece, because for him to talk about time in a bottle and then to capture the Plato and Aristotle, which is one of the two greatest philosophers there were, and they were always what they foreseen for us was time, but it was bottled until the event was to happen. So I mean, for you to capture that in this piece is just amazing. I mean, that's intellect beyond most people's capabilities, because I would have thought of that, and I think it's very clever, and the singing is just like spot on, and especially your accent, I really like it. And what really spoke to me most of this is, while Plato said enough of rhyme to you, the wings, the learning vine, that our words then read around the stuff, stuff to know. Some theories will blow through time with, it blows through time with, and it's like so many, there's too many things you can actually give that will blow through time with. It's just whatever it lands on at that time. So this is just very intellect and very polished piece, and I enjoyed it a great bit. And I hope you get to feeling better soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Awesome comment, Belle. And Linda, what do you think?
I thought it was absolutely adorable. AP, I just wrote a poem about you called AP's Imagination, and it fits so truly to this, because your imagination is so awesome. How you think of these things and tie them together with just a seamless line is incredible. Throwing Aristotle in there and the things that he brought us in the tune of Time in a Bottle was genius. So thank you very much for sharing this wonderful piece, AP. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And we need to get one more from Mr. Wayne Gent.
Yes, in Socrates' eyes, you would be very pious. You walk in innocence and truth. Only time will reveal your greatness. Move over Plato and make room for AP. You did a great job singing, man. This is great. You did a great song. You did rewrote, and I just loved all the way through. Great job, man.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome comment, Wayne.
I just wanted to explain the hedgehog, Deb, if I can.
Of course.
There was a very famous essay in philosophy by Isaiah Berlin, and he basically put all of the philosophers and thinkers into two camps. He put one into those that he called hedgehogs, where they saw the world through the lens of one defining idea, and then they put everybody else into the box of foxes, of which Aristotle was one. And so that was the point about the foxes and the hedgehogs, because they were separate thinkers, and the memory's ideas still more than two, of course, because Aristotle believed in the power of memory and experience, and so you needed to have more than one thought, you needed to have multiple. So that was just that was what that verse was about. It was about a very specific, famous little theory and book in philosophy.
How cool. And then it really does show that you picked up a few things that you probably didn't know. Now you got some more trivia information when you were coming up with stuff the song, but it also, like I said, whether it was meant to or not, which here we go again with your multiple meanings, I still got a little nod for someone else in that little box. But anyway, mm-hmm. like I said, really cool, and only you, and like really fantastic. And I'm thinking that maybe you should get back to your room and cover your tushy.
Yes, yes.
You know, do the right thing and go back and be present, you know, and counted for in my room. So thank you, everybody. And hopefully we won't be around too much long. Good. So anyway, we'll see how we go.
Good nutrition now, AP. Good nutrition.
And my thanks to Titus, too, who's on the board and for commenting. Much appreciated.
Cool. And I imagine that the trolley will be on its way, so enjoy your
yes.
tea, and we will talk soon, and I very much appreciate you. We all do.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Cheers.
Bye.
All right. How cool was that? All right, now let me see here. Where did the board go? There it is. Who's on the board saying? Anyway, okay. You know what? I'm off my game tonight because I'm in a little bit of pain. It'll all be fine. Let's keep on rolling. And anybody who didn't see it on the board, you can see the little... I call it his hot rod, that he used to scoot on down to a corridor where he could sing for us in his hospital gown and flash all the nurses. So that was really fun. All right, now let me get another poem and keep this going. Now I am going to, okay. I see Wayne, so I'm going to add that SoundCloud. But in the meantime, I was wondering, Felon, would you like to read for Heavenly Angel for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is it on the board already?
I am putting it there right now. There it is. Okay. And as soon as you see it, please read for us.
Okay, this is Heavenly Angel, and it's called I Want to Go Through Time with You. You're a breath fresh of lilac and linen-scented air. I inhale to hold and the view that takes my breath away every time. Never before did I how loving someone could be. Now I can see you and me for a lifetime. If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away. Just to spend them with you. I'm totally immersed. You have baptized my soul in the beauty of your being, and within your aura's rim, I believe. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with, gazing into those the same blueberry and amethyst sky. These moments are engraved, yes, framed in solid ink on my heart until the day we'll be riding to eternity together. End poem.
Awesome read. Thank you, Phil. I just lost my page. Here it is. Okay. How about the third stanza? If I could save time in a bottle. Okay, that's not the one because I'm totally immersed. You have baptized my soul in the beauty of your being. And within your aura's realm, I believe. Wow. I think that has to be one of my favorite stanzas from her. I have to say it again. I'm totally immersed. Love that. You have baptized my soul in the beauty of your being. That's like swoon-worthy beauty, romance, all wrapped into one gorgeous stanza. And then that the closing stanza, these moments are engraved, yes, framed, in solid ink on my heart. Until the day we'll be riding into eternity together, which is like oozing love, emotion, and romance like, I think that she took the line that she chose from, or the piece that she chose from the song, and she totally enhanced it. I Want to Go Through Time With You was a great choice for the title. And as, I can't think, of, I was going to say as always, but I think, yeah, always, because I can't think of a show that she did not do this with. But here, again, if you take a little look over to the side, it's a multi-award winning poem, which she usually writes. I put my topics up like 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks in advance, and she just goes and grabs them, and she writes, and she puts them in contests, and she brings poems that are either or front page picks and contests or both. And this was an absolutely beautiful poem, and you read it excellently, Felon. Will you comment as well?
Oh, this was absolutely stunning. I mean, the wording of it, and I like the nice little tight sentences. You should probably know about that by now. The lines, I love that, how it's done. And I like where she says, "I looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with, gazing into the same blueberry and amethyst sky." I like that she didn't use the same cliches that most people use for the sky. She used the blueberry, because the blueberry is a sweet, and who doesn't like blueberries? I mean, they're just sweet, but at the same time, they're healthy. And so is the amethyst. Amethyst is something that's it's a gem. It's something that's the beauty of it is it's a strong kind of a lilac color. So I think this is just absolutely strong writing and just definitely award winning. Enjoyed it a great deal.
Awesome comment. And Linda, will you comment for Angel, please?
Sure. Angel is such a sweet writer. She comes off so strong, but kind of soft at the same time. And this verse, "I'm totally immersed. You have baptized my soul in the beauty of your being. And within your aura's realm, I believe." I mean, that is just so stellar. She comes up with some of the most beautiful lines and phrases that it just blows me away. I love Heavenly Angel stuff. Thank you for sharing this, Angel.
Excellent comment. And Wayne, what did you think?
Well, I said it's a great poem, a great song, and a great read, Felon. Heavenly is the most, I voted for Heavenly the most romantic poet of 2022. She had before she had so romantic. She has great emotion, great flow, and I hope she stays immersed in love for all eternity. She is love. Thanks, Heavenly.
Beautiful comment. And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, Jim Croce taken away from us. I think he was 28 when he was in the air, the accident. His lyrics in all his songs are, I'm just blown away, because this is like I said before, this is the first karaoke song I sang, so I know it. I like the way she alternated the, or is it called mirrored? Do you mirror something when you post it, or you mirror it? Not in the verse. I can't remember, but I like the way she took the verse, the existing verses, and then created one that would fit into the song. Very well done. I'm just over here singing
comment.
The whole thing.
And I did let everybody comment, right? Yes, I did. And again, I say, Angel, I hope you feel better. Thank you for sending in your multi-award winner here. You did a great job. And as Hatter said, you are our Queen Hallmark writer. Fantastic share. Appreciate you. Okay, now, I don't know why I did not change the intro song, because, I mean, I did load the song so that we could hear it, and I want to go and put a sound clip in the studio, so I'm going to use this moment to play the beautiful song so that Hatter can sing at the top of his lungs while he's muted. Jim Croce.
Time in a Bottle.
If I could say time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
Beautiful song, and I must admit I was too with the on my mute button over here. So, awesome. Okay, and let me see what I still have going on over here. And I thought I just saw something come across my screen, so let me check that too. Okay, now, what I would like to do is I'm going to grab the link for Titus. And I'm going to add that to the board. And as soon as there it is, as soon as I find a team of voices, I shall load it on there. Da-da-da, there it is. Okay. Now, paste. And I see Finn out there. Finn, don't worry about it. I know you what you're feeling. Don't even give it another thought. But I'm thinking of you. And if you guys see Titus, please click on the link, and I'll push play now.
Words a wish come true. Until my grandfather's death, an hourglass sprinkled its last, the doting ounce of love he'd care to give, the last 6 years of his, alas. Concealed abidance gives the modest shove, for art thou apropos to give me for a dove? A blue tit would in turn peck at the thin discovery of air, which is milk and honey given. My contentment finds to breathe in this love of nature. 'Tis better than money to spend some time alone with you, sonny, he'd say. Surroundings unlike, if you please. Give a nickel to the beggar. It is bigger than the hopes a blue tit has given you. These and more will explore the birth of the man. Your books will be written like no other can.
Wow.
Couldn't find the button to, so I could unmute here. Yeah, wow. Wow. Until my grandfather's death, an hourglass sprinkled its last. The doting once of love he cared to give the last 6 years of his, alas, concealed. Abundance gives the modest shove, for art thou or Arapo to give me for a dove. You know, when he got me right from the first line there, until my grandfather's death, and the doting once, I'm going to cry. Nobody on the planet doted over me more than my grandfather. So the power of the emotion there is like overwhelming. And there's just something about relationships between grandparents and their grandchild. And I'm not sure if it's the same for Titus or not. I'm sure he will respond when he hears this later and let me know. But I was the first grandchild, and he and my grandmom spent their life making sure I knew that I was special because of it. And that's where this just took me. And sorry, guys. And in the second stanza, my contentment finds to breathe in this love of nature. 'Tis better than money to spend some time alone with you, Sonny. And like I could just feel that their relationship and just that little piece right there, the contentment. And oh, I so agree. It's better than money. And once it's gone, it's a deep gaping hole. So like, oh, you got me, Tony. You got me. This is a very powerfully emotional poem. And thank you, Titus. I appreciate the poem and the beautiful read. And even though it brought me tears, the memory that it sprung in me, I appreciate that too. Thank you very much. Hatter, can you come in?
Yeah, this is, I like this as much as anything he's written. It's perfect to the line, if words could make wishes come true. Is what he put down, the number 4. And he included the blue bird. He'd say, surroundings unlike, if you please give a nickel to the beggar, it is bigger than the hopes a blue tip has given you. These and more will explore the birth of a man. Your books will be written like no other can. Beautifully done. God. I'm jealous. Going on a list.
Great comment. Yeah, great comment, Hatter. And Linda, what did you think?
Well, I just love Titus's work. He's so in depth and heartfelt and emotional. And this piece, you were making me cry. The remembrance of a grandparent. Especially if you had an intense bond with them, as I did with my grandmother. We traveled the earth and went on archaeological digs and fishing and hunting and living in the wilderness and everything. I mean, she absolutely took me everywhere. And we had a bond like this. And once they pass, you never get over the hurt that created. It just shows the intense love of a grandfather for a grandson and vice versa. And Titus has such a great way of showing love. When he writes about love, it's like no other. Titus, I thank you for this piece. It was so immensely beautiful, and I thank you for sharing it. Thanks, Titus.
I take it that today is Titus's birthday, or is it his grandfather's? It would be his Titus's birthday.
Right, Christmas, on. Happy
Christmas
birthday,
kid.
Titus.
Titus's birthday. Yeah, we celebrated it on the show last year. He celebrated that birthday for the entire year, as he should, because last year, I hope he doesn't mind. He can't mind. We put it out there for 67 countries last year. So that means this year he's 71. Happy birthday, Titus. And I see you there on the board now. I kind of knew just from that first line, we are both first, and there's just.
Oh, you know, I think he's got a date wrong in there after his grandfather's name. Wouldn't it be 1889,
1962? Why
wouldn't it? Well, I'm figuring that was his lifetime. It wouldn't be 1989 to 1962.
Well, I don't know what to say,
I think it would be 1889.
Oh, I see what you mean. It should. Okay, I see. The 1889. So yeah, I guess out of habit we would have. So yeah, I'm sure he'll update that. But yeah, he's on the board, and like I said, he did verify that it was absolutely the first grandchild relationship with him and his grandfather. And I mean, that's why I was crying. I could feel it all over the place.
You knew both your grandparents, right? Grandfather and grandmothers, right?
Well, I knew both my grandmothers, my paternal grandfather, which is the one I'm talking of right now. I knew my step-grandfather on my mom's side, and I also had two great-grandfathers. My maternal grandmother's father was still alive, and when I had my first child, we were five generations. Christina, you've talked to her on the phone. When she was born, she became the fifth generation. And then my step-grandfather's dad was alive as well. We called him Ariosta. So, yes, I was blessed. My last living grandmom just died, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? She was 92 years old, and we toasted her at her wake with Pepsi.
You said you were the first grandchild, right?
Yes.
Yeah, mine was my mom's. There were seven kids in my mom's family, 12 in my dad's, and they were both. My mom was the youngest to hers. My dad was second to the youngest. So I knew one grandma. That's all I knew. I didn't know any. And I just envy guys that talk like Titus wrote about his grandfather and the memories. So they never. I just think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess in my naive little cocoon, I just assumed everybody had grandmoms and grandpops, and the more I learn about how, I mean, I knew they were special, but now they feel even more special because so many people didn't get, there's nothing like the love you get from your grandparents, and it's going to get me crying again, but Titus, this is so gorgeous and so felt, and it was like you just shared a piece of your soul on the board, and I appreciate that. And again, happy birthday, sir. Let me get you some more comments.
Happy birthday.
Linda, what did you think?
Oh, I already commented, but I'll comment again.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'm a little disheveled here, so let me.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It was a poem worth two comments.
Right? That's true. That's true.
Right, but don't carry on.
Hello?
Phil, you still here?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Will you comment?
I didn't until
absolutely.
Just now. Okay, absolutely. For one, happy birthday, Titus. And this is this piece is a timeless piece, as always. He's such a well-polished poet, and at the same time, he encapsulates his heart, but yet he captures ours at the same time, because I was very close to my grandma. We called her Granny Red, or, you know, Granny, or they called her Red, but she was my everything. I there wasn't a day that I did not speak to my grandmother, no matter what. I spoke to her every day of her life, of my life, that I can remember. And they give us these things, that, like he said, he'd say, surroundings unlike, if you please, give a nickel to a beggar. It's bigger than the hopes, than the
yeah.
it has given you. And to me, that is just whoa. Because the beggar is wanting something, but he's really not expecting it. But when he gets a nickel, that's bigger than his hope had been. Because his intentions or his expectations were nothing, but yet he got that nickel. So this is just absolutely stunning work. And my grandmother always gave me just this, you know, the sweetest little, simplest advice in life. And when I took it, it was made me very wealthy in life. Let's put it that way. You know, it's the simplest things that mean a lot. So very well done, Titus, as always.
Did you know more than one, just one grandma? Did you know your
brother? Oh, my gosh, yes. I had both. I had the pleasure of having both my grandparents on both my mother and father's side, but also step-grandmother on my mother's side, who, this is going to think I'm crazy, but my grandmother and wife, my grandmother and the step-grandmother become best friends, and they lived right around the corner from each other. We had their hair done, went to the grocery store together, everything. No joke.
How cool.
She said, I didn't want
to. That's just cool.
She said, I didn't want to do more. And both my grandfathers, my dad's dad, I did not really, he had an alcohol problem, and he died when I was like 11, I think. So I really don't have too many great fond memories of him. I know he's a loving person, but I do remember him being intoxicated all the time. So that wasn't a very good memory. But my other good father, so made up for that.
I had learned that the year I was born is the year I lost two of the grandparents.
Oh my gosh!
My grandfather and my grandmother from my dad's side.
That's horrible.
I know. And my other grandfather was already gone. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh.
And great comment, Felon. And before I get another comment, let's say hello to my sweet, who, I'm sorry, sweet, I was crying. I didn't see you in there.
Sweet. Oh, I should have been monitoring the door. My bad.
It's been fun to listen to everybody, and what an amazing, you know, poem by Titus. I think people that love us through their wisdom love us the hardest and with the most brilliant way. I really talk about the art of kindness and giving about my grandmother. My grandmother actually walked an hour and a half through a very large snowstorm. Because, you know, doctors couldn't get to the hospital, and she wanted to be there. And she actually died of a heart attack walking into the hospital. Because
wow.
She wanted to be there for people that couldn't be there. So the art of giving is something I learned from her. With that kindness, and she was always that way. So loving through wisdom and loving through your heart is, you know, what grandparents give us. And, you know, that tribute is something that has just been true.
Great comment, sweet. And Wayne, as the next reader, will you go ahead and comment on Titus, please?
Yes. And by the way, both grandmothers lived long enough to babysit my child, my son. So I've had my grandmother for a long time in my life, and they're great people. And this poem here is a wonderful reminiscence about thoughts of his grandfather and his grandfather's words. He was a wise man, and I think Titus followed his footsteps well in his wisdom. Wonderful writer with a lot of respect and honor, and a very good point, a very emotional point. Very good job.
awesome comment. And yeah. Elaine, I see that you I see that you were able to get, you had said to me that you wrote one and you, it was going to be hard to record. And
yeah, recorded it.
I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. And I think that you accidentally wrote for the show for January 9th so that we would get to share this one, a piece of your heart. So we'll get to hear it.
Something happened last week, and it's just something that, I can't take care of kids, and the girl that I like the most, they took away from last week and they moved away, and this is just a point about that. So just a little emotional. I had to get past this, and so I wrote a point about it.
All right. Well, if everyone will click on it, we'll listen to a piece of Wayne's heart here.
This is called Abby's Gone. Through the saffron sleep, first the bell, then the knock, dreams drifted away as my eyes opened at 3 o'clock. A squeak penetrated the morning hue from opening door. She yelled, "Get up," as my feet had already hit the floor. Abby had a habit of visiting during late night hours. With no fear, she'd walk past the still parked cars, smile and ask if she was out for a wintergreen walk. Look was stern, stripped up on the stool, said, "Let's talk." Fixed a drink and she softly spoke, the only topic known. Listened as she calmly spoke, though feeling alone. Sometimes served pancakes, other times she wanted Cheetos. We used tinted thoughts to paint a montage of mementos. Meetings became a common occurrence during those years. It was lots of laughter, many nights fighting back the tears. After a bite to eat, held her hand as we walked back to her place. As I let her in the door, she'd have a sweet smile on her face. She was 8 years old, then 3 weeks later turned 14. Abby became everything to me, but she knew that'd be mean. Her home life never improved, but with me she was a queen. No matter what was happening, make sure she made a scene. She grew into a lovely little girl, well-dressed and popular at school. There were many days she didn't come by. She thought it was cool. Then one day, her mom decided to send her away without notice. It just happened to be 4 days before Christmas. Everybody heard us. Now I sit alone, cold and scared, sitting in the abandoned sled. No way to help her. Hear her on the phone. Wish I were dead. And
Wayne.
That's sad.
It is sad. And Wayne, I know from sharing conversations and other things over the years on here that you do a lot of things for these kids. Everything from just a ride to spending your money to buy them Christmas gifts and you pour your heart and soul into this and to have to deal with, especially, I mean, no matter when it would have broke your heart, but how cruel that they couldn't let her have Christmas first, let you both have Christmas first. My heart breaks over what you went through. My heart breaks over what she's still going through. I have no doubt that she misses you every bit as much as you miss her. But Wayne, I have to say the last line, I wish I were dead. It really rips my heart out. And I hope that you're the teensiest bit past that since the day you wrote it. Because how you're feeling right now, we would all be feeling if you were gone. So, like, hang in there. I'm sorry this happened. the poem, the tribute, the message, every bit of your love for this child shows here. Every bit of your heartbreak shows here. I for one think you're pretty damn awesome, Wayne. So really, hang in there. You know how to reach me if you need
right.
somebody
well,
to.
Right.
to
yeah, I can relate to this. I can relate to this. It's like in when you're telling a story that I loved the little girl. You know, that was all Chris. She was just adorable. But when it comes down to it, when you have a relationship with them, just as friends, watching them grow up, then it becomes inappropriate. And somebody, it's a stain that you can't escape from.
I couldn't communicate with them since they moved 100 miles away. I'm not going to communicate with 14-year-old girls. But, well, Mr. Robert,
yeah,
I've heard.
Yeah, so, like I said, you get to tell the story and it's all good. Oh, that's a sweet story. But when it comes down to it, people don't understand. It's doesn't have to be.
It's been 6 years of great joy, but she just all of a sudden is kind of bad. But it's part of life, you know, I get over it. And
yeah.
It's just part of life.
I used to love kids. I was the one that making faces when they'd turn around, you know, and make them laugh a little bit. Now it's like, you know, get them away from me.
Yeah, I had 11 the one time I was taking care of, and then I got down to 4 and then down to 2. And this was when I hated to see go.
Yeah, and just to clarify, in case anyone misunderstood, Hatter wasn't saying that Wayne had an inappropriate relationship. He was saying shame on the people who decided that he was having an inappropriate relationship.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I didn't mean to. Yeah.
Well, they moved away. They moved away. All that happened, but they didn't even notice, and they just moved away. And so I talked to her today. I talked to her yesterday. I've been talking to her and mom and dad and all of them. So it ain't like I ain't even talking to each other, but it's just rough. I'm just rough not ever around. Real rough.
Comment, Hatter. Lindy?
Yeah, what an emotionally based poem this is, Wayne. I'm really sorry for your loss, but your writing of this was well presented and spoke from your heart, and I really like that this came from your heart, and it's nice that you could have a relationship with a child, not yours. I've had many, and it's hard when the time comes that they have to go. I used to care for children in exchange for room and board when I was on the street. And when the time came to split up, your hearts both on both sides just ripped apart. And I can't imagine how hard this was for you to endure this losing this child as a friend, because that's all it is.
She had some real parents. It was a very, like, a mom was a prostitute and still is, I reckon. And just people get the guys off the internet. She took them home, and they could hear them in the next room when they're sleeping. And it's just a terrible, terrible thing.
Right. Well, I think you did a really great job writing about it. You touched my heart and made me see a softer side of yourself that I wasn't aware of. So thank you for sharing this, Wayne.
Thank you, Linda.
Beautiful comment. And before I get another, let's say hi to Sky. Sky, Sky. Hey, welcome to
hi,
the show.
Hi, Sky.
Hello. Good to hear you.
Hello. Hey, sweet, you still here with us?
Yes.
Talk to me before you leave.
Okay.
And
carry on.
Okay. Sky, were you here long enough to hear that poem or no? It's been a little emotional, so I'm a little off my game at the moment.
No, I got in when you were commenting, and it took me a while to get my computer up. It's got homework, so
okay.
I did not. Sorry.
Okay. I just need to check. Let me see here. I did add. Wait a minute. Linda, did I let you comment?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Okay, you talked about taking care of the kids. Okay, like I said, I'm sorry. I got hit with emotion from a couple different things here, and now I'm okay. Deep breath. Okay. My sweet, I put your poll on the board. Can you comment for Wayne and then show us what you got?
Sure. First, I want to apologize to Wayne for the ignorance of the world, because I did for a very long time what Wayne does, and that's help kids on the street. I had countless 15-year-old boys, 15-year-old girls, but never once was my integrity questioned, because I had 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old boys running around my house. And it's sad that we do that to men who actually go out and help kids in these situations. So I apologize to the world. I've had this happen where parents suddenly decide that, oh, I'm going to be Mother of the Year, Father of the Year for, you know, 2 or 3 days, and they uproot these kids and they change their lives. I've had one who was uprooted and taken to a different country for a prearranged marriage. I found one that was uprooted, and 2 days later, he was found OD his father on a hotel room. These kids need help. They need every kind of help they can get, and you're an absolute angel doing what you've done. Don't ever let anyone say anything else. For what you've done, and I know the feeling, even though it's metaphorical, how you put your blood, sweat, and tears. And you know, you don't know what's going to happen to this kid. You don't know if mom's going to kill him, mom's going to try to pimp it out. You don't know what's going to happen. And that feeling of absolute dread can make you feel like, God, I failed. I wish I was dead for it, because I failed. But you didn't move on. And you're great.
There's no way to take care of them. Yeah, they're gone. They ain't no one to take care of them no more.
I understand that one. But you did right while you could.
Awesome comment, sweet. And you know, if I didn't think I could be any more prouder to be running the radio station with you, dear heart, that apology you just gave for the world just blew me away. You're so freaking awesome. Just saying.
Thank you, dear. Okay, thank you. I wrote called The Boathouse, and it's got a couple things. The quote was, if I had a box just for wishes and dreams that never came true. And I selected the little skeleton in the bottle. In the early morning mist of a tangerine dream, boathouse in a white linen gown. Sorry, I screwed that up. In an early morning mist of a tangerine dawn, I walked toward the boathouse in a white linen gown. You stood looking at the water, barely lifting your head, turned and smiled, the innocent right out of my eyes. In the silence of a morning, you took my hand and guided me into a boat, and rowed away from the land. The kisses were kind, and your body was warm, and two people became one organic form. We owned our moment as the gentle waves of tenderness brought us sweetly together. No interruptions from past transgressions to distract our spirit of forgiveness. I dropped my wishes into the sea so the devil might capture my happily ever after illusion. But the salt burned off my skin, and my skeleton now screams in a bottle for absolution. The boathouse looked dingy and small now as I walked back across the field, my hair matted and my gown sticking to my skin. Knowing I had you all to myself once, I did not look back, understanding I would never return again. End poem.
Awesome. Well, my sweet. Stanza 2. In the silence of the morning, you took my hand and guided me into the boat and rowed away from the land. Your kisses were kind and your body was warm, and two people became an organic form. There's something about that. Two people became an organic form. I dropped my wishes into the sea so the devil might capture my happily ever after illusion. But the salt burned off my skeleton.
Skin.
My skin and my skeleton now screams in a bottle for absolution. Holy cow. And then towards the end, my hair matted and my gown sticking to my skin, knowing I had you all over myself once, I did not look back, understanding I would never return again. Jeez. Man, it's been a night. I can't control my emotions here. I'm all over the place.
You know what? You can't ask for a better poetic line than if I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true. Beautiful. Croce was full of those lines. Taken from us too early.
You know, sometimes I wonder if we knew that, you know, it would be that last moment and it would never return again.
Yeah.
If there was something that we might do differently, you know, or
yeah,
there's
nothing
something
more. There's nothing more hurt than to see somebody, watch somebody speak of the last time I saw him, we had a little fight. And that was the last time he saw his friend. You know, if you've ever seen those conversations, are really uncomfortable. And you see a man's soul when he talks about that, when he truly believes, never leave a friend in a way that you would want to be remembered forever, you know. I'm saying that so poorly. I'm sorry.
Well, if you go back to the that first stanza for a minute, I think she ripped my gut out when she said, barely lifting your head, and smiled the innocence right out of my eyes. That was like a kick.
Yeah.
I'm almost out of luck for words. Yeah. And
this is why we let her hang around, huh?
It's one of the reasons. There's one or two. That'd be one of them.
Yeah,
but
okay.
No,
all right.
Sweet. You have this way of presenting things that are unexpected, but yet always blow me away. And totally off subject, but I'm looking and I'm realizing that you have all these four-line stanzas, and yours are always three-line stanzas. And I wonder if it's when you are writing from an emotion this powerful, does it pull you away from your normal style and send you in a different direction? Is that what happened? Because, like, I'm feeling all kinds of different than Hatter just did.
I don't know. This one was kind of it had more longer things to say in each line, so I just had more to say, I think, about what was going on. So maybe it does. It draws it out a little more for me.
This is very good.
Yeah.
It's just
it's that kind of emotion that you could grab it and put it in your pocket. It's so thick. I'm like, it seems like a night for, I don't know what else I was expecting. Time in a bottle, it pulls out, you know, so many different things. But I keep getting pulled back to that and smiled the innocent right out of my eyes. And I can just, I can hardly breathe. Hell of a share, my dear, hell of a share.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some comments. Dylan, what you think?
I should have known from the very beginning, where she starts off in the early morning mist, a tangerine dawn. That is just absolutely, description of that is just beautiful. I mean, it already puts a vision in your head, and then as it goes on and on, you just want, you crave more and more and more. So, I mean, Sweet Pea has a way of weaving, you know, stories of, with a darker undertone to it, and it, but at the same time make it beautiful. It's just amazing. And I, too, was drawn to it. It says, I drop my wishes into the sea of the devil, so the devil might capture my happily ever after illusion. But the salt burned off my eyes, and my skeleton, and now screams in a bottle of absolution. Wow. That is some deep writing and hard hitting, and each stanza can stand on its very own, really. This is just absolutely dark, but at the same time, it's just stunning, stunning work, Sweet Pea. Beautiful, and glad to be here with you guys.
Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate that. Good to hear your voice.
You too, love. You too.
And great comment. Wayne, what did you think?
I think it's a lovely poem. It's romantic. It's emotional, sad. It's a lovely poem of lost times and times past. It's better to have the memories than not to have the emotional memories of our sad times in the past. It makes us who we are. And really, the sad memories I have is always they're wonderful memories, because it's what made me who I am. And so, you know, you gotta enjoy your sad memories while you do your joyful memories. And it's a very good poem. I like the line where it says, no interruptions from the past transgressions to distract us from our spirit of forgiveness. That's just a wonderful, wonderful line. And that's a good poem. Sweet, sweet. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, darling.
Awesome comment. And Sky?
Sky.
Hatter. I thought this was wonderful. I mean, they're bringing down the house. Emotions here. I came in right in time. I really loved there were many things. With the tangerine dawn, the language that you put into it, I think those softer nuances, it kind of tucks in that those sadder moments where you're reading very soft words and yet you're going much deeper into the tone and into the dark. This one, we owned our moments as the gentle waves tenderness rocked us sweetly together. You have all those sweet undertones, and you kind of rip out the rug from underneath us. And I think my favorite stanza would have to be talking about the happily ever after illusion, I think, because, I mean, so many people have that, this is how it's going to be, this is how it's going to end, and they live happily ever after, but lo and behold, you know, that's not really ever the end of the story. And that's kind of like what you're playing on here. And I really enjoyed it. I like the direction you took. And yeah, definitely. What a, many people's breath away from them.
Awesome comment. And Linda, before you read your poem, will you comment for my sweet?
I will. Sweet, sweet, sweet. This is absolutely gorgeous. It starts with such innocence, and I've seen those smiles that take the innocence right out of your eyes. I remember those well, and they kind of grip you down in the gut and turn you around, but nothing else matters at that moment. And it's so innocent, and I like that, but it kind of, this morphs into a sage's sense of being, and it shows a lot of kindness. Your verses that came to my heart was, we owned our moment as the gentle waves of tenderness rocked us sweetly together. No interruptions from past transgressions to distract our spirit of forgiveness. That is so sweet and shows such a lovely heart. But the next one speaks to that picture prompt so well about the salt burned off my and my skeleton now screams in a bottle of absolution. And it's showing that in the picture so well. Just lock it up and let it sink to the bottom of the ocean. But this poem is just, to me, a very sage piece of work, and I really loved it. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody's comments.
You're welcome.
Please comment. And give me half a second, Linda. My sweet, how long are you staying?
Till after Linda's home.
Okay. Do you want to push your show before you listen?
Sure. Tomorrow night is Leftover Night. Once again, a big Christmas dinner. So we have all that fun stuff going on. As you know, Amadeus is very happy about leftovers. So bring what you have, all those words, all those... all those poems you thought you should do, all those poems you wanted to do, all those poems you haven't read. So bring them on over tomorrow night. Sweet discussions, and we'll see what we can do to put them together, take them apart, talk about them, or maybe even to help you finish them. So let's have a smorgasbord. Words and fun.
It does sound like fun, and why are you yelling at the hero dog? Geez, he's just being the co-host.
Just saying. I swear, every time I start to say leftovers, once the kitchen starts barking, I need to be quiet.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. And Linda, do you want to tell us about your next show and then take us away?
Sure. My next show is the 6th of January at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. On A Team of Voices. Come out and have some fun. And then
6 o'clock, Linda. 6 o'clock your time.
Oh, I'm sorry. 6 o'clock my time. 10 o'clock your time, Eastern. Sorry about that. And then I have another show. I believe it's on the 20th. I won't swear to that. At La Cosa Nostra at 9 o'clock Eastern, coming out. We have a lot of fun, tell some stupid jokes and stuff. So come out and have some fun. Thank you for letting me share.
Awesome. Now show us what you brought.
Great. Okay. This is called My Words Are All That I Have by Liquid Damage. My words are all that I have that make any sense in this life. If only I knew you were listening, my dreams wouldn't be filled with such strife. I just can't stand it without you, the stillness of life without time. You are the one with the rhythm. Without you, I can't make it rhyme. Now all that I have are my wishes and dreams that are all about you. I know that I'd be with you forever if just one of my wishes came true. So I write these words from my heart. There's just so many wishes to make. I pray that one of them finds you and fills up your heart for my sake. Then I would be truly happy. The grandeur of life would be mine. My words are like time in a bottle. Now everything's gonna be fine. End poem.
Always, always such perfect rhyming cadence.
No kidding.
Right? I know.
Perfectly done. Yeah. Couldn't get any better. This is so good. You never miss it. Everything should be on a calendar or a card. Yeah.
Thank you.
And the second stanza there, I can't stand it without you, the stillness of life without time. You were the one with the rhythm. Without you, I can't make it rhyme. I love that stanza and the second to the last one as well. So I write these words from my heart. There are just so many wishes to make. I pray that one of them finds you and fills up your heart for my sake. I say, well, I like that you put, like I pray one of them finds you and fills up your heart with for my sake. The fact that you're putting yourself out there for that person. But all the way through, like I said, that rhyme and that cadence, and you get us all the time with you pull us in and pull us along with your cadence, and it's just always spot on. And I know I'm stealing the lines, but I'm going to say that my favorite one again, just because I like it that much. I just can't stand it without you. The stillness of life without time. You were the one with the rhythm. Without you, I can't make it rhyme. I think that stanza should be a contest theme. Just saying. Another beautiful share, Linda. Thank you very much. Let me get you some comments here. Hatter, were you done yours?
Yeah. Well, the very next verse I would contend to be very Croce-like. Now all I have are the wishes, are my wishes and the dreams that are all about you. I know that I'd be with you forever if just one of my wishes came true. Very Croce-ian.
Wow.
Fantastic comment. And my
Hatter.
Sweet?
Yeah. I said, your love stories and rhyme and time might make me believe in love. That's how good you are.
Thanks, sweet.
Yeah, because I love now that I have all my wishes that now that I have are my wishes and dreams that are all about you. I know that I'd be with you forever. It's just one of my wishes came true. Oh, I love that.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Please comment, meet, and Sky.
I thought that was an excellent picture, and I thought the Van Gogh was absolutely brilliant in the background. And then, of course, you did such a great job. I love when I really like a picture and then someone does a really good job with the foam. I don't know why. I think it's my love for art. So when I see a really great picture like this, and I'm like, oh, yeah, they nailed it. It makes me very excited. But I thought you brought this beautiful emotion through the words. I think that... that love, that loss, I can't stand to be without you, the stillness of life without time. I love how you braided time with love, and I think in this especially portraying the time in the Van Gogh, I mean, that picture, anybody is going to know it's Starry Night, almost anybody. There's something very captivating about that, and it's timeless. And that's kind of like what I hear that you're doing into the poem, but you're putting that impression of love and a relationship in that place, but with the same concept and the same feeling of that piece of artwork, which I appreciate. I mean, when people talk about, when they're talking about love and they're using metaphor and these analogies and they're implementing something that is already timeless and saying, we are going to endure it well. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Really well done.
Thank you, darling.
Great comment. And when did I let you comment? Wayne?
Oh, what happened to Wayne?
I'm looking at, I did lose him. Okay, so thank you for the beautiful poem and all the great comments. And my next reader is Ms. Fellin. So, he is on the board. Okay, thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it. And Fel, will you click on and read us what you brought?
Yes,
Let's see, where's it at? It's called Today is Bottled. It goes like this. Life tucked through a narrow swallow of a looking glass. Days fall like snow, each flake unique on the next sunrise. Sunrise stains a glass's pane, capsules the beauty of the rise. Today I'm the collector of the past days, and I've bottled what I wanted to keep in poem.
Well, there's my little queen of those tiny stanzas that always say so much. You know, I almost didn't take this one, but there was something about what was in each bottle, and I hope somebody would choose the art because I wanted to see what they would do with it. And I like how, okay, for starters, you referenced it as a looking glass, which was really, really cool. And you take us through the snow and to the sun, today I'm the collector of past days and I've bottled what I want to keep. I love the closing stanza because it does seem like there's a memory from winter. There's a snowman there and there's spring where the flowers are blooming through that snow. And then there's footprints in the sand there for the summer. And then the colors of fall. So there was like a little trip through time in each stage, in each bottle. And I thought that you brought them to life beautifully. And again, I'm impressed that it was through a looking glass. I found that quite fascinating. So I like how there's a little stanza. And again, I think I said this already, but it's always so packed with heart. Like sunshine stains a glass's pink capsules the beauty of the rise. And that's just, you did a great job. And I know that you just got back from a trip and then you wrote this up so that you could participate tonight. And I appreciate it very much. Excellent brevity.
Thank you.
And Hatter, what do you think?
Unmuted. Yeah, I like the idea. Are those... Is that what those are called, the bottles? I've heard of people, you know, keeping pebbles or sand. I've even heard someone bottling air at a certain altitude of the mountains. Is that what those bottles are for memory, you know, like a memory thing?
Milk bottles?
No.
Is that what you're thinking?
It's a great concept. No, I was just wondering because it says a life tucked through a narrow swallow of a looking glass. Never thought of the bottle being like a looking glass. Very well done. For brevity, that's a powerful sunshine stains the glasses, pain capsules. Glad to have you back, Felon.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Thank you for your comment.
Please comment in Skype myself.
I thought it was excellent. Gravity, I was just reading it over again. I think it takes a second read, definitely. And that's a good thing. I was looking at this one, actually. I like the different seasons, how it's like, the fall and snow and the spring. And I liked how you kind of brought that through the seasons almost with a life touch through a narrow swallow of looking glass, kind of saying that in each season we kind of have a looking glass that we're kind of looking through. And we're looking through a certain lens. And then you bring that in with the seasons, you know, the next sunrise, that snow and that sunshine. I particularly liked the glasses in capsules. I thought that was pretty clever and wordy. And I like the idea of being a collector of bottles, but bottles being like moments or days or, you know, seasons, depends how you want to take it. But I liked that. Like, we're just collecting that the world gives us. We will.
Thank you so much.
Awesome comments, Glenn. Appreciate that. And let me see here. Okay. I have to check something with JCA, but in the meantime, I'm going to see if you guys can still see the, because we, I can't call. Okay, I will get Sky to
Phil, the poet.
You?
I can still see it.
Yeah, I actually I was going to ask Sky if she would, I'm going to send her Jay's poem, if she could take a look at that.
Okay.
I'm still, and then if she would mind reading for JCA for me. But if everybody clicks on Phil's poem, I will push his recording so we can hear his lovely voice. I'm trying to find Sky. We just spoke. It has to be pretty close. There it is. Okay. So let me put that there. And I'm about to push play for Phil the Poet.
There's a poem by Phil the Poet called Time Rushed Upon the Shore. The hours ebb and flow upon the descending sands. Status quo of waterlogged and dislocated hands lies still within its encasement, waiting at the shoreline, the tongue of the tide gently licking at father time, wipes the memories that I once longed to grasp, to cherish, but like all things in this mortal world, it will soon perish. A sacred moment, a priceless 60 seconds of life. Time, wounded by shattered glass, cutting like a knife. Bleeding particles of crimson, nanoseconds of silvery rings, fluttering so hard and fast that the past has lost its sting. Observing time through a distorted, perplexed glass. Stuck in the moment of a thought like burnt rocks. Picking up a seashell, trying to listen to the lisping of the sea, tuning out the static impulses of time's limited plea, entombed like a ship in a bottle, starved of time, while the inhabitants search the skies for a lifeline. For time cannot be held, captured by mortal man. It outruns the oceans, slipping through a closed hand. And the tide washes away any memory of its existence. Just a shadow of former things captured in the distance. End poem.
Wow. If you take a look on the board, I added the photo that Phil chose as his prompt. Wow. Let me see, where do I want to go? Wipes the memories that I once longed to grasp, to cherish. But like all things in this mortal world, it will soon perish. A sacred moment, a priceless 60 seconds of life, time wandered by shattered glass, cutting like a knife. Whoa, that's pretty potent right there. And then the second to the last stanza, picking up seashells, trying to listen to the lisping of the sea, turning out the static impulses of time's limited plea, entombed like a ship in a bottle, starved time, while the inhabitants search the skies for a lifeline. I thought that part right there was pretty powerful because, like, if you look, the bottle that is on that he chose there is like under a rainbow in the water, and you can almost picture one of those. You know how there's often the beautiful sails and everything that somehow these people manage to work inside of a bottle, which is priceless. But I'm trying. There was a line that really got me, and I can't find it. And that's always what happens. And I thought it was just so clever. Okay. I'm not going to, I'll find it while other people are commenting, and then I'll say it. But one more thing, though, the line, bleeding particles of crimson nanoseconds of silvery wings fluttering so hard and fast, the past has lost its sting. I think that right there is really, really powerful, fluttering so hard and fast that the past has lost its sting. Excellent, Cher. We say this all the time, but it because it's true. No matter what we hand Phil, he always captures us with his creativity and what he brings, and then couple it with you know, his pronunciation. I really enjoy listening to Phil read, and Phil, I appreciate the rights, the recordings, your time, your creativity. You rock. Thank you so much for sending this in. Let me get you some comments. Start with you, Hatter.
Yeah, Phil never lets us down. I wish you would call me first. I forgot what I was gonna say. Gosh darn it! I got into what you were saying. I know what I was gonna say. The abstract thought of what time is, a dimension as it flies by us, how anybody interprets it and then tries to relate to the rest of the world how he or they consider what time is. It's a very abstract thing. It could define you. I think Phil did a very good job relating that on the time. Time. Can you call him out?
Agree. Thank you, Hannah. And Linda, what did you think?
Well, you know, I think Phil can write blindfolded with one hand tied behind his back and still come up with an amazing write. He just is effortless in his writing. And no matter what he writes about, it comes out with this heart and soul of a lion. And this is no exception. He blends the concrete thinking against the abstract thinking, and there's it's seamless. There's no like big slam that you've gone from concrete to abstract. He's just talking about where he thinks time, you know, time is gone or what time is. But I love the metaphors that he uses about picking up seashells, trying to listen to the lisping of the sea, turning out the static impulses of time's limited plea, entombed like a ship in a bottle, starved of time, while the inhabitants search the skies for a lifetime. He just comes out with verses that just sometimes overwhelm me. I so appreciate his style of writing. So Phil, once again, you have written a beautiful, beautiful piece, and I thank you for sharing it with us. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Awesome. And Sky, will you comment for Phil, please?
Yeah, I mean, Phil is a big fan of Phil, and he always brings it. I loved listening to this. I'm not going to lie, I sat back. I didn't read it. I just listened to him because he reads with such a wonderful pace. It's such wonderful, you know, addiction. It's just, he does his job, and you can't help but just sit back and relax and enjoy it. And it pulls you into storytelling, picking up a seashell, trying to listen for the lisping of the I love that. I love those little changes and those little details that you put in. And this has to be, I mean, there's so many. The perfect last, like burnt wax. There's so many tangible images in this poem. I think it really lends to the story itself. When you think back on the story, it's usually those details that are sticking with you. And he fleshes it out so well. You know, while the inhibitions search the skies for a lifeline. Absolutely brilliant. Really well done, Phil.
awesome comment. And before we do the next poem, Sky, do you have some shows you want to push?
I actually don't have a show this week, but I will be back in January, and I will be back to my regular scheduled programming. So we will be bringing back Star Wars, and we are starting off with just the first of every month, like last year, most of the year. We will be continuing in order, and we're going to be going with the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, and that's on 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's on whatever Saturday is after Saturday. Terrible. What is that? It would be the 7th.
That means homework time.
Regular scheduled programming will commence. So D&D and Storyboard Special Edition and Star Wars will be back. Not all at once. Don't worry. Don't panic.
All right, because you got to give my brain a chance to investigate. All right. Now the last poem of the night is by Mr. JCA. So, Sky, would you do the honors, please?
Yes, thank you. I'd love to. Wishes That Never Came True by JCA. Silver winter breezes brush my crinkled forehead. Faces in still frame dance in the alleyways of their backs go as white crystal pearl snowflakes melt on the olive cheekbone. The cadmium scythe and the bone scales scour the empty steel bedroom with the smoke, black and white, checkered couch girl. A translucent bottle shows no golden message on the hollow cloth of the blind soldier's room. Just the battleship gray of rain cloud over the granite stone as taps play.
Awesome read. Thank you, Sky. And wow, Jay, I'm really pulled in. A translucent bottle shows no golden message from the hollow clock ticks of the blind soldier's eardrums. Just those three lines are so powerful. It's just like the hollow clock ticks. If they're not sad enough, then we have the blind soldier's eardrums. And I guess sometimes time is just this thing that drags. And just the battleship gray of rain clouds over the granite pale stones as tap plays. So, like, by the time you got to the end, the sadness was just overwhelming. The emotions that everyone pulled out tonight are incredible. And look at it. Jay is one of these like masters of brevity, because whether he's writing about the serial killers or he's writing about the soldier, the vet, the heartache, the haunting stress that comes. He can just pull you in and force you to feel whether you want to or not. And he can do it, again, I say, with just a handful of words. And another note in that third stanza, the cadmium in the bone skeletal fingers scours the empty two bedroom with the smoke. Black and white checkerboard coats throw. There's something about that little finger and the empty bedroom. We're back to that emptiness again. It was like pounded through. If you look at the art he chose, there's like a fading in the time, and it's just stuck there. And so is some of the words here. and the closing three words is like, if you weren't feeling, and before you got to those lines, that line, those three words, you were then. Because that is it. You can picture a military funeral. You can feel the ache, the pain, the sadness. So, Robin, Jay, incredibly powerful brevity. Again, I say, one of the brevity masters. I've been saying it for years. And it was good to have you have a poem. Would have been nice to hear your voice, but Sky did a beautiful job. And I'm going to go to her next for a comment.
You know, first of all, I love the idea of having a poem felt because I think that line takes it for me. Well, she probably knew it when JPA, but I thought this whole piece, how you bring in, it was just very subtle. But when you read into it a little bit more, you start to really see the weight of it. And to me, you know, that, you know, the effects of PTSD and our soldiers and staying on the hollow clicks ticks blind soldiers' eardrums, where time is just passing and there is no message in a bottle. There is no escape. There is no, you know, life. And I think within that, there's just this profound sadness. And I think that's what I, you know, captured in the poem of the piece. And I thought it was really done well. And of course, you brought in the crystal place, which I also thought was really nice touch. Really well done.
My best comment, and again, it was a great read. And Hatter, the reason I stuck you on hold is because every time you move, it's I don't know why, but it's coming up really loud tonight. But anyway, can you please comment for JCA?
Oh,
you must be muted.
I'm muted.
Now you're muted.
Yeah, I was sitting here absolutely still. It's supposed to be you're in the traffic, probably. I'm near the highway.
It actually sounds like a piece of paper rubbing on something, and it was sort of drowning out the sky. But anyway, comment, please.
Okay, it's got to be my headset then. Let me get rid of it. That better?
I don't hear the noise at the moment, so that's pretty cool. Thank you. So comment
right.
for Jen.
Sorry about that. Oh, it once again, it's that abstract dimension of time and how anybody, one person, perceives it. You can tell where JCA went explaining it at the time. The faces in still frames, that's the memory of where the past, the marks that marks the chapters of your life, you know. Very good, JC.
I think
okay.
I lost Hatter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Linda, please.
JC is a really strong writer. He can take that abstract as well and push it out. But in this one, I'm not quite sure what he was going for, but his individual verses are extremely well done. The cadmium scythe of the bone skeletal fingers scours the empty teal bedroom with the smoke, black and white checkerboard couch throw. Very strong, and makes your mind wonder what's going on in that room. But I think this was pretty well written. I just wished I understood it a little bit better. But thanks for sharing it, JC.
Awesome. Okay, now that was our last poem for tonight. I'm just completely blown away by the depth of emotion that was covered, by the surprises that, you look at these pictures and you don't know where somebody's going to take it, but I've cried happy tears, sad tears, heartbreaking tears. I mean, for a few minutes there, I couldn't even pull myself together to remember who I asked to comment. And if nothing else, man, that's a definite sign that there are some incredibly powerful pens in this place. You all amaze me, and these shows turn out as great as they do because of all of you. And as this is my last show for the year 2022, I thought I should take just a moment and tell you all how much I appreciate you, how impressed I always am by your work. I'm in awe. I mean, between master brevity writers and awesome rhyme and flow writers and just the ability to make us feel is a gift. And I feel honored to get to hang out with all of you. That also brings me to my very first show of the year. And I thought it would be a good time it's after Christmas. We will all have yelled Happy New Year. And I thought it would be a good time to dip into your inner child. Look at these kids, the pictures of these children, and I'm sure one of them is going to spark something from your childhood, whether it be a pair of rain boots that the one little girl's wearing or pushing a doll in a stroller or playing with a puppy or looking in the window shopping, putting a lightning bug in a ball jar and watching it blink. There's got to be something that tugs at you there. And if you start with the, I put up 7 different quotes that had to do with children from, of course, the first one's from Jim Henson, but there's a line from a song by Bob Seger, there's Sigmund Freud, Mr. Rogers, Amy Winehouse. So, there's some really great quotes for you to pick from to inspire you, and some art that I hope will tickle your fancy. And I'm looking forward to spending another year with everyone. And if you click on the link on the board, you can get a jump on choosing your and have some fun with it. I can't wait. It's been an amazing night. And I want to shout out again to Kay. I hope you feel better. I appreciate you having your husband read for you, but we missed you. Angel, I hope you feel better too. And Sinister, I just want you to know we're thinking of you. And I want to say thank you to my amazing board members, Sweet Pea and Heather and AP. I wouldn't want to do this without you guys. And I want to say thank you to Kay and Steven and Angel and Titus and Phil and Linda and Wayne and Felon and Sky and JCA. Amazing poems. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you commenting. I truly feel honored that I get to hang out with all of you. You make my Mondays special week after week after week, and it's just absolutely fabulous. And I want to again say thank you to the AP Taylor Poetry Foundation for sponsoring us and for the amazing contest series that's happening that we're involved in number one right now. Keep your eye out, everyone, because we got some great prompts coming at you and some great prizes, and looking forward to those. And I'm a little overwhelmed tonight. I am so touched by your brilliance. I just don't have any more words. And I think that we will take the time to listen to Jim Croce as we walk out the door. And love and respect to all of you. Never forget how special you are. Thank you. Never forget how special you are or how much I appreciate you. And don't ever let anybody tell you you're not special, because you are that amazing and appreciated. And let's hear the song and we'll go home. Thank you for staying until the last moment, ladies.
Wonderful show. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I can't find the button. I guess I'm caught with my pants down this time. okay. No, that's what happens when you have 10 billion songs in the studio. But I did find it. So on that note, you can respect everyone.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
Thank you, everyone. Night, Linda.
Good night.
Love and respect, everyone. Night, Hatter.